broadcasting live all across our country. This is Home Talk on the Home Improvement USA Radio Network. Louisiana Pacific Corporation, manufacturers of quality vinyl siding products and accessories, proudly present the home improvement guru himself, Michael King. Louisiana Pacific Corporation, according to a leading consumer magazine, rated LP's Norman Rockwell panel number one among all vinyl siding panels. For lifetime vinyl siding and accessories, think Louisiana Pacific. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the guru himself and the host of the show, Michael King.
Hello and welcome to Home Talk. This is occasion contractor here, Michael King. I'm broadcasting you behind that famous Golden Hammer microphone here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. Each week you can call in live and talk to a different home improvement expert about any subject matter that pertains to your home. We offer tips on remodeling, new construction, products, newspaper, home tip articles, and information links. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you'd like to participate on the show, the call is free. I also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. There you're pretty much going to find out anything that has to do with this show and home improvements. You know, in this modern world, it's very hard to find a contractor, supplier, or remodeler that you can trust. But you don't have to worry. You got the Cajun contractor here on your side. That's hometalkusa.com. Also, we do take email questions live online. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com. Also, we are streaming live on the Internet all over the world as we're speaking, bringing you the best in home improvement information. And now I'd like to welcome to the show from the Home Builders Association. His name is John Luther. To give us an update down in the greater New Orleans area. As you know, New Orleans was very heavily hit by Hurricane Katrina, and we want to get a first-hand account of what's going on down there. But, John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Michael. How are you today, buddy?
Well, we want to definitely thank you. You're a member of the Home Builders Association, and you're down in New Orleans right now. And let's just basically talk, first of all, about the Home Builders Association, a little bit about the organization, and maybe you can give us an update of everything that's happening in New Orleans with the licensing laws, the building code requirements that have been changed. We got a lot of contractors around the country that want us to come to New Orleans and do some work. So, first of all, tell us about the Home Builders.
Sure will. Michael, we've been around since the early 1940s, and we're a Home Builders Trade Association, and we're comprised of builders and remodelers, and then we have our associate members who are, you know, in the building trades industry, anything from, you know, carpet and tile companies to window companies to lenders to insurers. And, you know, we historically have been building in the greater New Orleans metro area and have, you know, helped the city, you know, grow in the many years since our inception. You know, now since the hurricane, as you can imagine, we've got a lot going on. And, you know, as you know and as you've alluded to, there's a new statewide building code that we're trying to get up to speed on that was passed in a special session of the legislature in November. And now we also have lots of other FEMA and National Flood Insurance program requirements that we're trying to educate not only our membership but to the community at large and even the decision makers out there. And so as a trade organization in the community, you know, we're out there serving our membership, but we're also educating and we're putting on lots of educational programs at our organization. And you know, so we're there as a resource. Not only are our guys out there, you know, building homes and repairing homes, but we're trying to get the community and the decision makers up to speed on what is the regulatory challenge and burden in front of us.
Well, you know, there's a Home Builders Association pretty much in every city in the United States, and I know you're making a call right now because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I'm both, me and you definitely agree there's just not enough labor that's going to be involved, but I know you want to make a call out to your other home builder members all across the country to say, hey, look, you know, if you want to come down to Louisiana and give us a hand down here, give me a call, and you know, because you know that these are going to be good licensed contractors. And that's what the organization stands, is that, you know, when one city is hurting and falling, everybody else everybody has to pick up the pace here and all pitch in to get this great city back up and running. So, but I need to ask you, before we get into this again, you're down there right now. I think you came from Washington.
That's right.
And, you know, we hear all these CNN reports. I was watching a report this morning. How bad, I mean, I got to hear from you, how bad it really is. Is there anything being done down there right now?
Yeah, there's a lot more going on, Michael, than what you might imagine from the TV reports. Now, there are areas east of the city, you know, where the Hurricane Eye essentially went northeast in through Mississippi there. There are areas what we call New Orleans East, Ninth Ward, Lower Ninth Ward, areas of Orleans Parish, which encompasses the city of New Orleans. They got pretty badly devastated. But I got to tell you, the lion's share of that damage was due to flood damage via the ruptured levees.
Yes.
And so we're hearing a lot about, you know, about the winds coming through and the wind load speeds and that sort of thing. But a lot of these homes in the eastern part of the city that got greatly devastated is because they were underwater due to the levees rupturing.
Okay, now I know that FEMA is going to have to play a big part of this with the National Flood Insurance. But let's talk about this. Let's back it up a minute. The state of Louisiana had to implement a new statewide building code to change the existing building code, and this is going to affect all across the country. The way manufacturers, we had a manufacturer call us from New York that builds the modular homes. We had another pre-cut manufacturer from Canada that contacted me and said, "Hey, Michael King, can you help us?" And that's why we do this show. You might be listening to this show and say, "Oh, well, they're talking about New Orleans right now," but no. This goes out to all the contractors across the country and manufacturers to let you know what is required, that you don't come down there to Louisiana and you just, you know, we want to keep you informed, and that's the purpose of this. And so let's talk about the just briefly the new code requirements that's going to be have to be done in the state of Louisiana first.
Sure thing, Michael. There was the statewide building code passed that became effective. The large areas in what they call the so-called emergency provision areas, a lot of them south of Lake Pontchartrain, to include New Orleans, the greater New Orleans metro area, and then going, you know, southwest of the state, as you know, I know you know Louisiana inside out, out around Calcasieu, Cameron. Now, those areas we're dealing with what was adopted was the IRC 2003 code, but in those high wind region areas, we have what are now in place are hurricane resistance requirements. And so those are each based then on wind load regions. And so any wind load region above and in excess of 110 miles per hour going out towards 140 miles per hour will have to be built now in compliance with these hurricane resistance standards. And that could entail, you know, enhanced glazing of windows, you know, getting windows prepared for hurricane clips so folks can go out there and cut their plywood to, you know, to fit their windows, wrapping the house in OSB or plywood, you know, metal clips to rooftop. Those are some of the things that are going to be in play, those building in this region, you know, and we want them to be licensed in this area, of course. We'll need to comply with. We at the Home Builders of Greater New Orleans, our association, has been putting on a lot of educational programs, and we will continue to do so. In fact, we have another program on March 2nd where we are instructing per wind load region. We're looking at different sets of house plans and how practically our builders need to go out and comply with the code.
Okay, John, let me hold a thought there. We're up against the clock, but I'm going to hold you for the next segment, okay?
Sounds good, buddy.
We're talking to John Luther. He's with the Home Builders Association, talking about some things down and construction issues, code issues in New Orleans. We're going to go ahead and take a short break, listen, taking care of some business with our sponsors. You're listening to Home Talk with the Cajun Contractor here on GCNLive.com. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for great windows for your home? This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor and host of Home Talk. You know that I'm only going to recommend products that I believe in. That's why I want to talk to you about Mayfair Windows. Mayfair makes a full line of vinyl and aluminum windows, and doors too, from single to double hungs to casements, sliders, and picture windows. Mayfair makes them all. And did you know that Mayfair windows have been proudly made right here in Lafayette for over 50 years? Whether you're looking for windows for new construction or replacement windows for your home, Mayfair is the brand to choose. Mayfair windows have a clean design that fits all types of architecture. Not only do they look good, but Mayfair windows have many options that can boost your windows' energy efficiency. The thing that I like is that Mayfair windows are made right here in the heart of Acadiana. You can find beautiful Mayfair vinyl and aluminum windows at most building supply companies. You can also go to their website at www.mayfairwindow.com. That's www.mayfairwindow.com. Take it from me, Michael King. Mayfair windows are beautiful windows for your beautiful home.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
No matter if you're listening in Pocatello, Idaho on KSSL 1260, or Alcoa, Tennessee on WBCR, or St. Louis, Missouri on WBGZ, Home Talk always brings you the best in home improvement information. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. This message is going out to all our affiliates that carry Home Talk. We want you to know that we definitely appreciate you for carrying our show. Home Talk is a national topic show, and we want to do the topics of home improvements that has to do in your area. So if any of our listening audience out there, say in Evelyn, Minnesota, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, Panama City, St. Louis, Alcoa, Blackfoot, Idaho, Pocatello, Idaho, if you would like the Cajun Contractor to come to your city, to your affiliate, and if you have a trade show, I'd love to come down there and visit you. We appreciate you. We want to do your topics in your area, you know, because we do understand on this show that the issues in South Louisiana might be different than Minnesota and Maine and San Bernardino, California. We want to make sure we can cover your issues. So I'm giving you an open invitation to contact me, Michael King, at HometalkUSA.com, and I'd love to come visit your city and bring the Home Improvement Show to you. We want to thank you. And now we'd like to get back to our guest. We're talking to John Luther. He's with the Home Builders Association, giving us a great update on some good information down in the sub-region of the United States, specifically New Orleans, of all the damage, and about the code requirements for contractors that's thinking about, or manufacturers that's thinking about doing business in the southern part of the United States due to this tragic hurricane. And John, we definitely want to thank you again. We're not running you off, but for taking your time and
sure,
keeping us up, you know, updated. But Louisiana does have a new code, and I know you would like to say that if anybody's listening to the show out there, they can contact you, a contractor. Maybe they want to know the new building requirements, and I know you'd be glad to help them.
Absolutely, Mike. We have, probably the best way to catch us at our Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans is on our website. We've got a lot of wonderful information on there, lots of links to the local parishes and codes information. You can catch that at www.home-builders.org. That's a wonderful way, to catch up with a lot of what's going on at the, you know, in the Greater New Orleans metro area.
Okay, and what's on the horizon? I know y'all got y'all plate full with this new building code, but let me ask you this too: is any suggestion that you can give us, say, in hiring a contractor, what do you recommend? Because we're going to be facing y'all going to be facing a swirl of building and repair activity ongoing in New Orleans, and how can the consumer protect against, say, being defrauded? But not just in New Orleans, all over the country. In hiring a contractor. What's
sure,
some things
there's
can
plenty
do?
Of tips, as you know them, Michael. In fact, as luck would have it, Tony Wendell, our president of the Home Builders of Greater New Orleans, just stepped in. We're at a function together. She's an expert. She's a contractor remodeler, and she'll take you through if you would indulge us real quickly.
Okay, good. I didn't realize Tony was there.
She just jumped in. We corralled her to get on in here. She's, as you can imagine, she's a busy woman.
Okay. Hey, Tony.
Hi, Michael.
Tony Wendell. Talk to me, baby.
Well, let me tell you, Michael, that's the most important thing a consumer can do. A house most probably is the biggest investment anyone has. To hire a contractor, first of all, I would make sure that we're either licensed or with the state or with the municipality they're working in. Make sure they have their workman's comp and their insurance, and make sure, as always, that comes from the insurance companies, not from the contractor. Because I can give you a copy of an insurance certificate that could be a year old.
That's right.
And I may have not renewed it. And an unsuspecting owner would say, wow, they have insurance. That is not the way to do it. Most importantly also is make sure you have a contract with a detailed list of what the contractor is going to do. Most people think, I can get a sheet of paper and say, look, I'm going to remodel your home, X number of dollars. Go through each room. Specify what's going in, what's being taken out.
And a good contract, a good written contract. What you think, Tony?
A good written contract?
That's right.
With specifications?
Yes.
I would have it. I mean, it could be 4 pages, it could be 6 pages, but in it, it's going to specify what you're going to do. And the even to a product, unless another way I write out a contract sometimes is I'll say, I'll give an owner an allowance.
Yes.
Like I'll say a sink, $150, and because they haven't chosen what they want. And in that,
yeah,
they will say, they will go look, and we will get the specifications for that.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and Mike, of course, you know, any type of references that one can gain, you know, from the contractor and some of the work they've been doing is always going to be helpful
right.
as well. You know, at the Home Builders Association, we provide a lot of that information to folks working in the region. You know, when certainly the homeowners are calling in, and they're calling in pretty high volume now for repair and rebuild work. So, you know, so our members are out there in the community, and so, you know, we're certainly a good resource for contacting, as well as the state licensing, you know, contractors licensing board in Louisiana as well.
Great. I tell you what.
A major problem is going to happen in New Orleans is the roofs.
Yeah,
people
that's...
People coming in, they're not licensed, they're not insured. They're putting the least expensive roof they can put on there
yes.
and walk away.
And that's right, and that's going to be a major problem. And the problem is that these companies are not going to be around when they have to do service issues and service complaints, and the problems are already starting to happen already.
Right. Get references. Call the
yes.
Business Bureau. Check on a contractor. Call the local Home Builders Association.
And
you know, we're here for a purpose. We want to educate our members and for them to do the best possible job.
And, Tony, all you got to do also, if you want to investigate a company, the legitimacy, the background is... Go to HomeTalkUSA.com.
There you go.
That's a biggie.
Everything is sitting right there. Licensing boards all over the country, the Better Business Bureau, NASCA. I mean, I can do the investigation for them. All you have to do, Tony, is click, click, click.
That sounds like a great idea.
Give us some contact information again if our listener wants to contact and come down to New Orleans down there.
You get it.
Yeah, area code, our telephone number to Home Builders, area code 504-837-2700. And again, our website, www.home-builders.org.
Great. John Luther and Tona Wendell, president of the Home Builders Association, right there in New Orleans. We definitely want to thank you for being on Home Talk and keeping us updated. And we'll get you back on in a couple months and keep our listening audience of what's going on down in New Orleans.
Sounds like a plan, Michael. We thank you.
Michael.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Great guest. Good information.
Bye.
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Let's go ahead and take care of some business here from our sponsors. We're going to have Julie Eidner from Mortgage Education. You're listening to Home Talk here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And please don't touch that dial.
Attention all home improvement contractors, manufacturers, product distributors, or home improvement service companies. How would you like to have your company featured on Home Talk, a live call-in national home improvement consumer show on the Home Improvement USA Network? Hi, this is Michael King, host of Home Talk. Home Talk is a live consumer call-in talk show that discusses various topics on any subject matter that has to do with home improvements. The show producers are currently looking for companies to appear on the show to showcase their company as one of the top home improvement-related companies in their field today. This is a great opportunity for company exposure and for your company to be featured at one of the hottest home improvement talk shows on the air today. So if you're interested in your company appearing on the show, I can be reached at 504-722-2500. That's 504-722-2500. Or email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. That's michaelking@hometalkusa.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
Home Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
I'm out of in Blackfoot, Idaho on KSLJ or Evelyn, Minnesota. KRBT 1340, or Poplar Bluff, Missouri on WLID. Home Talk always brings you the best in home improvement information. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. I also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. And while you're there, make sure you check out our Home Help Zone. That's right. We offer tips in remodeling, new construction, products, newspaper, home tips, articles, and information links. HometalkUSA.com. Also, you know, if you're really looking for a good contractor, you know, I need to tell you, in this modern world, it's very hard to find a legitimate contractor, a supplier, or a real, you know, a remodeler you can trust. But you don't have to worry. The Cajun Contractor here is on your side. Also, we do take email questions live online. My email address is michaelking@hometalkusa.com, and we will read the emails on the last segment of the show. And, boy, we have a special segment for you. She's been on the show a couple times. Her name is Julie Eidner. She's with Mortgage Education. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mike. Great to be on again.
Well, great to have you on. You're becoming like kind of like a regular guest. Just bring us up to speed to exactly what you do, and we're basically, you're going to give us a great education on how you're going to handle your mortgage company in case you got a difficulty there. But tell us a little bit about Mortgage Education and what you do.
Well, Michael, I actually have been in the mortgage industry for 18 years. During that period of time, I have worked for a mortgage investor, one of the largest mortgage investors in the country. I also worked for one of the largest mortgage insurance companies in the country, and I spent 3 years on-site at one of the biggest mortgage servicers in the country. And during that 18 years, my focus was to work for one of those entities in the industry, contact homeowners who are in default, work with them to try to turn it back around so they can continue to make their mortgage payments. If I was unable to help the homeowner that way, then I would work with the homeowner to help them sell their house with as little loss as possible. And so all these years I've been working for the insurance company or the investor, and so after 18 years I said somebody needs to start educating consumers because they don't really have a clue on how things work or what's available to them.
Okay, let's back it up there a second, and this is the reason why I'm getting you on the show, because we're going to have some problems in the southern part of the United States due to Katrina. There's going to be a lot of you know, consumers that's going to be defaulting on their mortgage. So let me back it up a second, okay, Julie?
Okay.
All right, I just bought my house. I just went out and picked a house. I found a realtor. We picked out a house. We got it financed. I'm living the American dream. I got the house. I'm moving in. I signed my papers. I'm there. And all of a sudden, 3, 4, 5 years comes along. Everything is doing great. And I walked into my employer, and he hands me a pink slip, and I just got laid off. And now this, now I'm falling behind on my mortgage. I'm getting nervous. Now everybody's calling me a deadbeat because I can't pay my mortgage note.
Right.
I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. Does this sound familiar?
Sounds very familiar. And there are a lot of people who are in those circumstances every day. And it's kind of funny, Mike, because as I'm talking to people and they say, what do you do? And I say, oh, I work with homeowners who have experienced some kind of problem and they're having difficulties making their mortgage payment. And everybody looks at me and goes, oh.
Deadbeats.
Low-income, rural housing kinds of folks. And I'm
yeah.
like, no.
No.
Hardship has no regard for your financial status or how much money you make each year or what your social status is in life. I mean, we all tend to live to our means.
That's
and
right.
It just takes one bad thing to one good homeowner to put them behind.
And it can be something that's not their fault, like a tragedy, we're talking about, say, an act of God, nature, a hurricane or whatever, changes your circumstances.
That's right. That's
okay.
right.
So what do I need to do now? I'm behind on my mortgage note, and I'm a couple months behind. Now I'm calling the mortgage company trying to work out a payment and get them to work with me. But I'm finding I'm not having any luck because they seem nice on the phone, but they basically told me you either bring it up to the day that we're going to take your house.
That's right, Mike. You know what? You've hit obstacle number one, and that is typically homeowners are usually talking with the wrong people at the mortgage company.
Well, you're supposed to talk to the collection department, right?
Well, just think about that. The function of the collections department is to collect your payment. If you don't have the money to make the payment, you're talking to the wrong group.
Well, that's the only group they have, right?
Well, no, they have another group inside the mortgage company. It's called loss mitigation, and the job of that department is to contact homeowners who are in trouble and work with them to try to turn it back around so they can pay, and if they can't, then to help them sell the property.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking to the collections department, remember their function is to collect your payment, not to help you work it out. That is the job of the loss mitigation department. So what you would need to do is first you'd want to find one of your mortgage statements when you were current, because when you go into default, typically what happens is the 800 number that's printing now on your statement is the 800 number into the collections department. And that's that's not who you want to be talking to. So you'll go back and get a statement from when you were current. You'll look at that 800 number, it's a customer service number, you'll dial in. The very first thing that will happen is the automatic attendant is going to ask you to put in your loan number.
Don't do that.
No, because the system will recognize it as a delinquent account and will route that call into the collection department.
Okay.
So what you're going to do is don't put your loan number in, and literally after about 10 minutes, eventually a live person will pick up the telephone. And the very first thing they're going to ask you for is your loan number.
Don't give it.
Well, if you give it to them, again, the computer screen is going to be flagged as a delinquent account, and they're going to forward you over to collections. But if you just say to that person, before I give you my loan number, could you transfer me to the loss mitigation department, then that customer service rep is doing their job, and that is to get you where you need to be.
Route the calls.
That's right. To route
okay.
the call where it needs to go so that you can get help. So if I called in and said I had a problem with my taxes, they transfer me to taxes and insurance. If I said that I got a letter from a foreclosure attorney, they transfer me to the foreclosure department.
Okay.
So just depends on what my specific issue is their job is to get me to the right department. And
So the loss mitigation, now tell us what they do, that department.
That department, their job is to contact homeowners who are in default, to gather some information from those homeowners, and what they're probably going to ask the homeowner for is the last 2 years' tax returns, last 2 months bank statement, and the last 2 months pay stub. They're also going to ask them for a financial form that means they're going to have to list out all their monthly expenses, credit cards, mortgage payments, car payments, insurance, electric, telephone, all those things you pay every month. They're going to list those out.
Okay.
They're going to list their income on there. And so the mortgage company is just basically looking at their finances to verify that they are having a financial difficulty. And, homeowners make two big misconceptions, and we'll talk about those in just a minute. Sounds like it's time for us to go to a break.
Yeah, we're up against the clock. Let's take a break. We're talking to Julie Ironman with Mortgage Education. Basically, explain as to us how a mortgage company operates. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. You're listening to Home Talk here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. Please, don't go to where. Let's take care of some business. I'll be right back. And don't touch that dial.
My house had termites. Terminix fixed the damage. Termites are gone. 1, 2, 3. Music to my ears. Yeah.
There's nothing like an expert. Peat is to music as red beans are to rice. And Terminix is to termites as spring is to the swarming season.
Time to call Terminix, the termite eradication experts.
Terminix features Termidor and a lifetime protection guarantee that covers both Formosan and native subterranean termites.
Call Terminix for a free home inspection. The latest techniques, all backed by a simple agreement. If new damage occurs, Terminix will repair it for you. Free. Protect your home like mine. Terminix and me, sweet harmony, like good jazz.
Terminix, protecting homes and property here for more than 50 years. Call the experts today. Terminix Pest Control, 834-7330.
Time to call Terminix, the termite experts.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Home Talk wants to remind you that a poorly insulated house can cost you thousands on your energy bill yearly. Since 1985, Global Warehouse Technologies have been providing environmentally friendly insulation products for your home and business. With proper ventilation and insulation, they have seen monthly energy bills cut as much as 40%. For further info, call 1-800-809-2734. Our phone number here is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free if you'd like to participate on the show. I also invite you to check out our website at hometalkusa.com. There you're pretty much going to find out anything about this show and the home improvements. You can join us each weekend as I am Michael King, a fully licensed general contractor, along with all my expert guests. We take calls from homeowners all across the nation, answering their questions on repairs, remodeling, new construction, and directing them to the most useful and innovative home products in the industry today. Home Talk USA offers added value with our website, hometalkusa.com. And our guest today, we're talking to Julie Eidner with Mortgage Education. She's a mortgage expert. She's basically giving us some good tips and advice that if you have problems with your mortgage company and maybe you're defaulting or you're behind, Julie, you don't have to panic, right?
No, you don't have to panic.
And you don't have to play by the rules, neither.
Well, and see, that's it. If you understand what the rules are, you can take those rules and make them work for you.
That's right.
Instead of you working for the system.
Well, the problem I'm having is if you fall behind, then basically what happens, you're going to go to a mortgage broker, and they're going to see if they can make you another loan and catch you up. Well, now you just went deeper in debt. Well, if you go to, say, real estate agent, she's going to want to sell the house and get you out of debt. So there is another alternative, right? And that's to work with your mortgage company through the loss mitigation department, right?
That's right, because, nobody wants to foreclose on the property. After a foreclosure, the homeowner loses the house, the mortgage company loses their revenue stream, the investor loses the principal and interest, the property is foreclosed upon, which has a negative stigma, which brings down the value of the property, which then has a negative impact on the real estate market, which affects us all.
That's right, because if they have to resell the repossessed property, then an investor's coming in, and he ain't going to want to pay retail. So you're going to lower down the property value in your area if you allow this to happen.
That's right, and then the next time somebody comes in to buy a house in that neighborhood and they have to pull comps, that foreclosure may wind up being one of the comps, which then pulls down the values of the other property.
That's right. So it's a lose, 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 lose.
It is lose all the way around. And so the mortgage companies are willing to work with homeowners. But again, the problem is you just have to get to the right department.
You offer seminars in all over the country, right?
Yes. Yes, I do. I have written a continuing education course for professionals, loan officers, mortgage brokers, real estate agents, trying to give them a little insight as to how the industry works, because a lot of times their clients, homeowners, need this kind of information. So I'm just trying to bring the level of knowledge of the mortgage industry up in those professionals.
Yeah, I put your plan to the test because a couple weekends ago I was doing a national home and garden show, and they had some of the major mortgage lenders, there at the home show, the trade show, and I pulled one of the big executives on the side, and I basically started to question them a little bit, and it's like, they don't want you to know that, though. It's like,
well, no, that's the same department. We don't have that.
Yeah, right. Boy, I'll tell you what, I had him like, what are you talking about? What are you, well, can I get a comment? Well, it was all no comment. I love it. I love this show. But, Julie, I tell you, if you just know the rules, and I'm sure our listening audience can call you, and you can let them know what the rules are, that you definitely can help them out.
Yes, most definitely. And if they wanted to call, they could reach me here in the office, and that's 919-556-4822, or through our website, which is www.mortgage, that's mortgagedustation.com. So that last E of mortgage is the first E in education, so there's only one E in that website address.
We've got about a minute left. Before I let you go, any other tips you want to offer us?
Yes, I would encourage homeowners to be persistent and keep calling. Don't take no for an answer, because it's just a matter of getting to the right person.
That's it. Get to the right person.
That's right. That's the key.
And just basically, when you're calling, just make sure you can get to the loss mitigation department.
That's right, because they're the ones whose job it is to help you.
And they're pretty flexible.
Yes, they are. And those people have a good heart. They enjoy, just like help somebody get into a house, these people are helping people stay in their home. So you get a really good feeling after you're able to help somebody.
Yeah, and I know you've seen some cases where they actually deferred the payments and interest for 1 year.
Yes, I sure have.
Yeah, it's possible.
And they do it all the time. And I would encourage, especially those folks that have been impacted by Katrina,
yes,
down in Louisiana and the neighboring states, to call their mortgage companies, get through to the loss mitigation department, because you may qualify right off the bat for some programs
because
you've been impacted by the hurricane.
That's right. There's some federal programs. Well, Julie, we're about out of time. We definitely want to thank you. Julie Einer, Mortgage Education, another great guest. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Mike.
What? Tell you what, Julie gives us some outstanding tips. But we're going to go ahead and take a short break. We've got your email questions coming up on the next segment. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor, and you're listening to Home Talk here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network at GCNLive.com. Please don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. And please don't touch.
Hi, this is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day. If you've recently been a victim of a fire, there are a few things you can do to begin restoring your home. Begin repairing and restoring your home by handling some of the small items first. For fire and smoke damage, open the windows for ventilation. Blow off or brush vacuum loose smoke particles from upholstery, drapery, and carpet. Clean chrome trims on kitchen appliances, faucets, and tub fittings with Vaseline or oil. And more importantly, call a plumber to drain that heating system. Don't wipe or wash the walls or ceilings. Throw away all exposed food items. Do not use TVs or electrical appliances until clean and checked. If your house suffered extensive damage from a fire, you may want to call a certified restoration company. Restoration companies have specific training in how properly clean and restore your house. The restoration company should include a description of the work performed, the quality of materials used, and the total cost. You should keep all your records for your insurance company and never pay in advance. This is Michael King, the Cajun Contractor here with HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away all that junk you need to make go away from your garage, storage, attic, job site, old office, home, or apartment. That's 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Spring cleaning? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll haul away that unwanted stuff from your garage, storage shed, attic, job site, office, home, or apartment. Call today. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
All right, Home Talk wants to remind you, whether you're looking for new construction or replacing windows and doors, Mayfair is the brand to choose. Mayfair manufactures single hung, double hung, casement sliders, and even pitching windows. Not only do they look good, but they also can boost your home's energy efficiency. For further info, go to MayfairWindow.com. Our phone number is 1-800-259-5791. The call is free. I also invite you to check out our website at HomeTalkUSA.com. There you're pretty much going to find out anything that has to do with this show and home improvements. And now let's dip into our email bag, John.
Okay, well, let me just reach my hand in here. All right, this one is from Angie from Panama City, Florida, from our affiliate over there, WLTG 1460. And her question is to caulk or not to caulk. That's caulk, C-A-U-L-K. My painter said that caulking is not necessary when repainting a house. Is that right? I've heard quite often that caulking is needed no matter what. Who's right?
Oh, Angie, both schools of thought are right to a degree. It depends on whether you caulk or whether you caulk on the outside or inside. Angie, many years ago, no one suggested caulking because the oil-based caulks did not last very long and did very little good. Then the industry developed caulks that lasted 10 years. Good. 20 years. Wow. And finally, a lifetime. Amazing. So they advocated to caulk to keep out cold air or to keep out the heat. People suggested caulking outside around the window and door frames along corner boards and the junctures of trims and siding, say the wood clapboards, wood shingles, aluminum vinyl. Trouble is, the joints between the trim boards and siding are already well sealed already, okay, Angie? In a properly constructed house, tarp paper or, say, other protective covering is placed on the trim boards, making them airtight. Weather-resistant joint. Also, some kind of protection such as Tyvek, underlay siding, increasing the wear and tightness of the joint. And we like to thank Angie from our affiliate WLTG 1460 in Panama City, Florida. John, not a well John. Not a good job. Well done.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Great. That was John Martin. Also, we want to invite you that we are streaming live on the Internet right now. All over the world. All you have to do is go to hometalkusa.com. Also, again, if you have an email question for the Cajun contractor, Michael King, all you have to do is email me at michaelking@hometalkusa.com. And also to all our affiliates out there, this is, our listeners' show. It's their topics. We want to do all the topics, and we do understand here at Home Talk that the needs in Evelyn, Minnesota will be different than Poplar Bluff, Missouri, or Blackfoot, Idaho, and we want to do the topics in your area. So please drop me a line at hometalkusa.com, and we want to do your topics. And, well, we're about out of time. This pretty much wraps it up for this edition of Home Talk. You're listening to Home Talk here on the Genesis Broadcasting Network. And we'd like to thank all our affiliates that are now leaving us and the ones that are staying. Stay tuned. We've got one more hour to go. And we want to thank you for this another edition of Home Talk. And always measure twice, cut once.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-264-9972 for a free design consultation. Call and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-264-9972.
If you are a business...